Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about... Are we going full on weird food combo, or like, is it don't knock it till you try it? So we could like, are we expanding it out to like, you should really try doing yoga while a goat's on your back or whatever. Like you could do like, we've done like, don't like, tell us what we've just got to try. So it doesn't have to be food, but most of the ones we have in front of us are like food. Cause the new trend, this last year's trend was jalapenos.
Rosé and jalapenos. Yeah. Mm.
I didn't realize this. You were supposed to freeze them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then it's like an ice cube, but instead of water coming off of them, it's jalapeno juice.
Did you do it?
No. I don't like to get too spicy.
Okay.
But I think I would try this one.
The new one is frozen. I don't want to finish this because Aaron's going to come running this way. Frozen pickles.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you're wasting a good pickle. By freezing it, but frozen
you're not
pickles.
Wasting it if it's good.
Okay, this sounds terrible. Frozen pickles in a Sauvie Bee.
I'm into it, especially if it's one of those Sauvie Bees that is just too sweet. Bring it down with a frozen pickle.
Which one is your Kim Crawford too sweet?
Absolutely not. Kim Crawford. Okay, I'm
sorry.
Is
perfect.
I'm
kind of
messed
sorry.
Up that you would bring that up.
I'm so.
No, there's just sometimes you sip one and you're like, oh, that's a little sweet. I would just pop a little pickle
in
it.
Yeah, throw some vinegar in there. That makes it so much better. What?
It's like a charcuterie board in your wine.
I'd be down 1,000,000%. And I hate wine. I would rather just have the pickle, but like this will get me to drink wine.
Having just the pickle is an option.
We've been looking for a reason to get you to...
This is one that I would absolutely bring some Sauvie Bee and some frozen pickles in if you guys want to try it.
Okay, say less.
Okay.
Like tomorrow's good. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Any day. We should do a day. If you call in with something really good, as long as it doesn't involve a goat.
Right.
Even if it does, screw it. If you've got something we got to try with a goat, we try that too. Does anybody have anything? Food or otherwise?
I worked at a snack shack for a period of my life, so I did a lot of experimenting. I would just pretty much throw anything into the fryer. Like the best is we had tortillas because we'd make wraps, but you just rip up the tortilla and throw it in the fryer. That's I didn't invent that.
That's called a chip.
I know, but that's so good because you just make it. But one that I did come up with on my own is you take mostly Mountain Dew, you fill your styrofoam cup mostly of Mountain Dew, and then you hit the Pepsi for the last like quarter of it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You do Mountain Dew, Pepsi together. Don't knock it till you try it. It's pretty good. You got to put more Mountain Dew because the Pepsi, I think, overrides the... Don't look at me like that.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Like
she's over there talking about, you know when the wine's too sweet? And I'm like, right. Oh, the Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Okay.
The combo.
So what does it do to it? It seems like it's going to make it...
It gives it a little... Isn't it like you get both.
Like iced tea then?
Maybe, yeah. It's a Midwest iced tea.
Okay. Well... I don't know about that then.
Because I saw one, it was put Kraft cheese, you know, the melty cheese?
Yeah.
Like on top of banana.
Nuh-uh.
I'm not against it.
I am.
Why? Especially if you melt it. Like you can...
No, the textures to me is not good.
There's something about... You ever just... Like if you just put Kraft singles on top of almost anything, because they just, when they melt, they just become it. Like you throw tater tots with just Kraft cheese and it's like,
yeah.
No, sorry, just, I've never done
they're
that.
Just, oh my God, are you kidding me? After you've had like 7 glasses of Sauvie Bee.
With the pickles in it, then do
you don't invent foods. Like this could just be drunk foods. Because I feel like some drunk was like, I want a pickle right now. And they put it in their Sauvie Bee. Like I think that's where some of these things come.
Yeah.
But like banana with the cheese, it would like.
Do you really think that would be good? I think that's disgusting. Banana is one of those flavors that should only be combined with chocolate or peanut butter.
Oh my God, you're so crazy.
Or strawberries, I guess.
Caramel.
Banana and caramel on a pizza? Say less.
On a pizza?
What are you talking about?
No. You just make a dessert pizza.
Oh, okay.
You just take a pizza crust. Like when you're making pizzas.
I don't actually
and then
know
like
about
the cinnamon
banana
sugar.
And caramel.
I'd be down.
Banana and caramel is one of the greatest things. Take it back.
I've never had it.
Well, then take it back. Okay.
I said, I don't know about it.
If you've got something we've got to try, it can be food. Don't knock until you try it is what we're calling it, I guess. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You may text or call.
I think everyone should go to a concert alone.
Ugh. No.
Don't knock until you try it.
I actually have done it.
You have
done
it?
I went to, was that Benson Boone? No, it was Nicky Orr. And maybe Benson Boone before he really blew up.
Yeah, they went on tour together. I remember that.
I went to that alone because I had a ticket and I just went, I don't know.
I have such a tendency during experiences to need to look in the eyes of somebody and go, did you see that? Mm. Like, I don't like if Benson, the first time Benson did a backflip or whatever, you'd be like, like, yeah. I don't, if I'm alone.
Do you talk with other people who are there?
Sometimes.
I did at the one I went to.
Scary. I know it's don't knock it until you try it.
I felt like a loser.
Really?
I did. No. I mean, maybe because it was like a little bit younger crowd and then there was just me.
I know, but you know, no one, this is the thing that I need to get over. When you say it, then I realize I need to get over it. No one even notices. They're just thinking, oh, your friend is getting a drink.
Okay, then go try yoga.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid of farting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was the reason.
I'm afraid of two things. I'm afraid of doing it wrong. And then if you're doing it right, I've heard you just get really relaxed and you're just like, and I'm a very anti-fart guy. I'm very anti.
Okay. And you've not done yoga for years. So just if you finally open up, it's going to.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want to add to this or should I just be done?
You can be done. Let's end on the fart.
Somebody says barbecue chips dipped in milk in a chocolate milkshake.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Regular chips, not barbecue.
I'd try barbecue.
Have you ever had chocolate covered potato chips?
Yeah.
Life changing.
It's like a french fry in the Wendy's.
Yes. And it's just, it's a salty potato. Got it. The barbecue is where you've gone too far. Not a barbecue chip.
But you kind of do like sweet sauce on barbecue stuff, so...
Chocolate.
I got you there.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm not going to knock it till I try
it. There you go.
And if you've got a don't knock it till you try it thing, we want to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're calling this Don't Knock Until You Try It. It started with like food related things like throwing a pickle in your sous-vide, which will
delicious.
If you like the wine, it just feels like you're ruining it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Or enhancing.
Yeah.
Just because you like something doesn't mean you shouldn't add something to it.
I know we got a bunch of texts we're going to read, but did anybody talk about mustard? Because somebody had said mustard on a cucumber, and I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
Mustard works on a lot of stuff you don't think it works on.
Yeah.
Mustard on a cucumber is kind of like a sandwich. Like, that happens in a sandwich.
Totally.
Mustard on watermelon?
Delicious.
One of the times we did something like this, people suggested it. We did it. It's actually, it's weirdly, because you're getting that sweetness like your sous-vide and you're getting the vinegary from the mustard.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Ashlyn?
Hello, yes.
Hello,
yes.
Another way to do that. What should we not knock until we try it?
I've been told, and I've tried it once, is fried pickles in ice cream, kind of like french fries in ice cream.
I'm so down.
Fried pickle.
I could see it being good.
A little bit of the crunch.
Yeah.
But you're ruining the crunch in the ice cream.
No, it's like french fries and ice cream.
You're not like setting them in the ice cream and leaving them for hours.
You're not letting them get soggy. That's gross.
Yeah.
So you're keeping them separate until the moment of truth.
Until it's a good dip.
Like a vanilla ice cream.
That sounds so good, actually.
Who's got the best? We need to just do a day of fried pickles.
Dude, I haven't had one in a while.
Who has the best ones? Because like there's a place in Longmont called Georgia Boys, and they cut them long ways, so it's not like a disc. It's like a fry. It's like a spear.
You're, yeah. Mm.
I like a pickle chip, like the thin little disc.
Yes. Yeah, who makes that? Up. Say less. We're going. All right, we're going to try your thing. But it just vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, just vanilla ice cream. Okay. Keep it simple.
All right. Thank you, Ashlyn.
I don't know.
Hack's making a face.
Yeah, couldn't you just put the ice cream in root beer like a normal person?
So you don't like pickles, do you?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm shocked.
At Chick-fil-A, I tell them to give another person behind me.
Okay. If I was behind you, I'd be so grateful.
Thank you. Awesome.
Olivia?
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah. Don't knock until you try it. What's yours?
All right. If you're a pickle lover, this is for you.
Is this all pickles?
It is. Yeah, you guys.
What a beautiful day.
Okay.
Frozen pickle juice in ice cube trays and put it in your Bloody Mary.
I see no problem with it, except I don't like Bloody Marys.
Me too.
So you have me until absolutely nothing here.
I do not like Bloody Marys either.
Really? You seem like textbook Bloody Mary guy.
I do not like them until I am irreversibly hungover. And then it's the only way out. Sometimes the only way out is through.
Right.
Can't turn back.
So maybe you should try pickle juice in them.
You know, I would do that. I would do that right now.
Wouldn't the pickle juice in your ice tray kind of taint the ice tray? Going forward,
you just have a pickle juice.
You have to leave it.
A DP, as you will.
Designated pickle tray.
Designated pickle tray.
Yeah, I'm not ready to commit like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I just want to stop at DP and watch your face do that weird thing.
Oh. I almost just said it. I can't say it. Got it.
Megan.
Yay.
We're trying to do don't knock until you try it, but it's turned into... What do you do with a pickle?
You know what? It's weird. Mine, do not knock it until you try, is a pickle flavored thing.
Okay, what?
So it's the Utz brand of chips, the fried dill pickle with a French onion
gross,
dip.
You had me. And then you lost it.
Wait, fried dill pickle in French
fried dill pickle chips. It's the Utz brand.
Yeah.
I've heard of Utz. I've tried it one time. I didn't think it was that great.
In French onion dip. That sounds awesome.
We're exclusive Utz in our house.
You are?
I think they're from Pennsylvania. So my wife grew up. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good.
So that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Okay. We might try that one. Thank you for the call. What are any of the texts non-pickle related?
Yeah, tons of them, actually. Mac and cheese with sliced banana. I actually want to send that person to a place where they can think about their decision.
That is the worst thing. Now, listen, I was the one who said you could put cheese on a banana. From a textural standpoint, that person does need help.
Yeah.
For sure.
There was also Kraft singles on instant ramen. Recently tried it. Can't make ramen without it now.
Because remember, Powerball Pete would do fish sticks with cheese on it. And while I found it gross, filet a fish sandwich, bro.
No, that makes sense.
It's got cheese on it.
What got me with that is he'd microwave it. No, so it's not even disgusting. Getting crispy.
No, it would just be soggy, nasty fish with American cheese on it. Okay.
All right. And a grilled peanut butter apple and bacon sandwich.
Yes.
I think I could get behind it.
I'm getting all the way behind that.
Actually, I didn't know that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze. Let's love.